Los Lonely Boys' debut album was a worldwide success, with the song Heaven surging to the top of the charts. There was even a documentary chronicling their whirlwind rise that made its debut this year at South by Southwest called Crossroads and Cotton Fields. Now that things have settled down, we reconnect with the Garza brothers, JoJo, Henry, and Ringo, as they release their second album, Sacred. They join us on stage at World Cafe Live, and we begin with this performance of In Memories.
As I lay here in my bed, racing thoughts run through my head. I just saw you passing by. You stopped to look me in the eye. Oh no. Thought I'd leave it up to time to somehow shake you from my mind. Your kiss is soft and your eyes so deep. Let's not forget your pretty lies to me. 'Cause I thought that memories died. And I guess they know when to hide. I wanna forget you. How could I? The dawn that memories die. I've forgiven everything. They haunt my memory, even though you're gone. Well, I know from time to time that you had me on your mind. Oh, I loved you tenderly. Oh, somehow you slipped away from me. 'Cause I thought that memories died. But I guess they know. I tried to forget you. How could I? Thought that memories died. Oh, I thought that memories died. I thought that memories died.
Done that song in a while.
If there's any question if they're going soft on the second album, no. No, not at all. It sounds great.
Thank you. Going soft. Chick, you kidding me?
Not in the least. Talk a little bit about making this second album Sacred. I know, you know, this time around, people were going to be listening. They're really going to be, you know, it's that second album syndrome. Did you guys, how did you approach it?
It was really hard.
Was it really?
Well, no, it was, well, first off, our expectations are not, you know, we don't really write anything to make hit songs or try to make like a big hit or nothing. We write what we feel at the time that we're living, you know. So the songs on this album are basically just the ride that we have gone through with the success of the album, what was going on in the world and
at home. And when I say hard, it was just, you know, I mean, like being on tour, you know, writing the first album and trying to be in the studio at the same time and writing at the same time, tour and studio and writing and you know, radio and interviews and family.
It was
course,
just a lot, a whole different
it
approach
was really hard.
Than the last album.
People see Los Lonely Boys as an overnight success, but yeah. You guys, well, you've been at it since you were like
At this for since we were like 4 and 5 years old apiece.
I mean, for a while.
Of course, Henry's the oldest, and I mean, you know, for people to say it's an overnight success, I mean, I could see how they could see that because we just kind of all of a sudden we're on TV and stuff, maybe the radio and stuff, but man, we've been around for...
Yeah,
about as long as French
now.
Toast. maybe French overnight toast success. Is a little older. But.
Overnight success. Show me the people who said that.
People talk.
It's been
a lot
hard work, man.
You guys have talked a lot about your dad and his band with his brothers. Now I'm curious because I thought I read this. Was his father a musician also?
Actually, his father passed away when he was about 3 years old, but. As far as I can remember, I know that he probably did sing a lot, but my dad learned a lot from his grandfather and self-teachings.
Yeah, he taught himself pretty much how to play regular guitar. I think his grandfather showed him the traditional
Bajo sexto
playing. Like, you know,
then he used to see like Elvis and the Beatles on TV, and he was like about 8 years old, he said, and he saw all the girls going to like Elvis and the Beatles. He said, man, I want to do that. And it just kind of like helped him really work hard to do music. And then when he got older, I don't even know if he was planning on having sons to have a band together or nothing. It just kind of like...
Probably not in the beginning. I don't think he was, man. But then, of course, through the time he was playing with his brothers and stuff, he started playing rock and roll, country music too as well. He was starting to throw that in there, and he was really being kind of like an innovator of the traditional conjunto music that was around, because he was blending American rock and roll or country music, you know, with that. So
yeah.
Now explain to us here in the East Coast exactly what conjunto is. Accordions, right?
Yeah, conjunto is a traditional Mexican-American music that goes back, you know, it's like in the roots. And the way my dad and his brothers did it, they played with an accordion, a bajo sexto, which is like a 12-string guitar.
They got polkas, you know, like a polka. And a, I mean, it's
we
not
can
like
give you like a little
polka.
Bit of sound.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
like
cumbias. That's just like a tiny piece, you know.
And then they got cumbias.
And then there's cumbias and stuff. And
it's whatever anybody would dance to.
Yeah, it's a real dance. Yeah. Everybody dances in a circle.
And they all dance. And
we try to go the
dancing.
Opposite way just to be different. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you have to twist your dad's arm to sing on this album? Or
No, man.
No,
it was,
no, he had to twist our arms.
Actually. It was something that it's been a dream of ours to, especially on this album, to get to record with Willie and my dad on this song. It's a dream come true for my dad's and ours.
It's
well.
One of my favorite songs on the album as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song.
It's pretty
and
nice.
To have him on there was a great honor. We didn't have to twist no arms. It was just like everything was.
It was just
weird.
Like, hey,
there
do
was
it.
No twisting
do
of
it.
The arms.
Now, wait a second. There are three of you guys, and Henry, I understand you have three sons. Is this true?
I have three sons and an 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah, are they playing music yet?
Oh, they're rock and rolling. They really? Make music, you know. They kind of it's kind of like, wah, daddy, wah, wah, daddy, 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 wah, wah, you know. They all got their own little tones. But no, yeah, my daughter, she's playing a little piano, and my son goes around with a guitar and beats it against his forehead and plays at the same time. You know, it's in there. It's definitely in the blood. It's like a natural thing.
Yes, it is.
Those Lonely Boys are our guest today, and the new album is Sacred. Let's hear another new one.
All right.
Sure.
Makes me want
Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Be sure to tip your waitress.
Acoustic Los Lonely Boys on the cafe today, and these guys not only musicians, you guys now movie stars, I understand. People may not know here in this part, but in Texas, the documentary about you guys has been playing in theaters throughout the state.
Yeah, it's we have a documentary that came out, and it's really weird situation for us because
I don't even remember making it.
The director, Hector Galan, we were playing a show in Austin, and he came up and he said, "Man, I really enjoy you guys' music." And he's from San Angelo. It really took him back home. And he also does a lot of other documentaries and stuff about Chicano culture, Mexican-American culture and stuff and in Texas. And he said, "Well, man, is it all right if I film you guys?" You know, and it was before we had, you know, even...
Our record came out.
Before
really?
Our record came out. And it was like he captured the whole rise of the sizes of shows and everything. And at the same time, talking about where we come from San Angelo and a culture of...
It was just like at every show there was a camera. I mean, every now and then there was a camera crew and, you know, we just were playing music and answering questions, so we didn't really know what was going on. Wow.
Then they come at the end and say, "Hey, we got a movie, we got a documentary." We're like, cool. Watching your whole life in like 90 minutes, it's like,
wow.
Is that, whoa.
What, it must be kind of cool to see it in San Angelo.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we were really amazed to see that people were laughing when they were, you know, it was like funny, and crying when it was sad and
happy when it was happy.
Oh, it's the gamut of emotions with Los Lonely Boys. What's it like around town for you guys now? Are you like the leading citizens?
Well, we still don't get free. We don't get free cheesecake anywhere. So
it takes
we don't
like
get
about
free desserts.
It takes about an hour to buy a Gatorade now. You can go to the store and get some gas. And
it's all right. It's still like home because we still act and
yeah, we home like we haven't changed.
You know, we're still the same. We go to the same store and still wear the same clothes and talk to the same people. And
what do you mean the same clothes? I mean, yeah. I change clothes every well, now and then.
You know, this is actually the same clothes I've been wearing since I was in the third grade.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I can see that.
We can tell.
I'm in love with these clothes.
Those Lonely Boys are playing live today. Do another one. Do another one from this new one.
Okay, man, since you asked so nicely.
Please.
Just play it, bro.
All right, this is the new single.
Is that what we're doing, man?
Those Lonely Boys playing live on the cafe today. It is rare to hear somebody with as much sustain on an acoustic as you're getting out of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the bass?
I'm sorry. I don't know. Yeah. What does that mean?
Sounds great. No. Sounds great.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Now, JoJo, I understand that song actually was something that was around around the time you were recording the first album?
That's right. I think we wrote it in about 1995, and then we recorded in 96. And it was really just a song that we were talking about... you know, just being happy with what you got here, not trying to worry about diamonds, gold, fame, fortune, all those sorts of things, you know, because none of that has ever really been important to Los Lonely Boys, or, you know, we like to spread that message.
I was thinking about my girl, too.
Of course, there's definitely a girl involved. You got to be happy with her, too. actually, the record label heard the song. And they asked us if we wanted to recut it, and we said no. And then they were like, please. We were like, no. And they were like, please. We were like, no. And then we said, okay. So we did it, and, it came out pretty good, man.
It was true.
I'm happy about it. Everything was rewritten.
I have a little bit of gold and a few diamonds. You didn't change the lyrics. Then.
No. The message is still there, and that was what we kept original, and the song was the...
Los Lonely Boys are playing live, and we got time for one more. What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
We want to do this song that...
That we wrote for some people. Tried to tell us what to do. They didn't really try to
actually
tell us what to do.
Just tell them. I mean, we'll tell you a quick story on this next song, My Way. It's about it's talking about,
it was when we were in the studio, so it's kind of like kind of relieving the pressure we were having recording the album, and we were in the studio because we wrote some of the songs while we were in the studio. So it was this one kind of came out towards the people that, because
this
we
is for
when
the
we
people
write a song,
that poke their finger in the pudding that shouldn't be poking the pudding.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to say. When we write a song, it's like a baby when it's in its stage beginning, and you know you can't touch the embryo. You know, you just don't touch the
don't
baby.
Poke
you know,
you can't poke it,
the baby.
You're gonna kill it.
You know, so. It's not about poking a baby. This song, or nothing.
No. It's not just about baby poking. It's about. I mean, it goes for just about any one of you out there who's ever had somebody tell you what you can and can't do, and
try to tell.
Yeah, try.
But not your mom and dad.
Not your mom and dad.
Try and deceive me, your skin and what you're trying to tell me is something I don't believe in. Listen to me. Don't tell me how to live my life. Don't tell me how to pray. Don't tell me how to sing my song. And don't tell me what to say. Cause I believe that miracles happen every day. I don't care what you say. I'm gonna do it my way.
Second rock and roll band, ladies and gentlemen, Los Lonely Boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
David Dye.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank y'all.
We really appreciate it.
God bless y'all. We love y'all.
Thanks you guys so much for being here.
Hey man, thank you, David Dye. Thank you.
Thanks again to Los Lonely Boys for joining us today. Once again, that new album, their second, is called Sacred. And if you're looking for it, find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is on your web browser at worldcafe.npr.org, our website.